Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast. Oh my God, I've forgotten it.
I've just looked it up.
Here we go. Everybody, and welcome to the Seal Podcast. One more time, it's episode 79.
And we got different music this week, then? You're getting some Daft Punk in.
Should we? Oh, one more time, yeah. Very good.
I was thinking of Britney Spears, but...
Oh, yeah, even better.
Probably have to pay her dad some money if you do that.
Have they released her yet?
I don't know, I don't think so.
That shit is fucked up.
Yep.
I haven't watched the documentary, so.
I haven't watched any documentaries. I just saw that, like, I just saw that somewhere that it said that, like, they were in control of her, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yep.
I don't know, like, if I can, I don't have the energy to pursue any more information in there.
Well, you could watch the documentary. That doesn't require that much energy, I don't suppose.
Hey, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Oh, that reminds me. I did watch a documentary this week, so I'll put that down for the...
You better do it right now before you forget that.
I'm going to do it. Okay. Good. Everyone all right? Are we all right?
Yeah. All good.
Half term next week.
Yeah. Everyone happy?
Yeah.
It looks like the sun is going to come out tomorrow.
Oh, mate. I tell you what kind of weather was I telling you we had this week? 32, yeah. I think it got up to.
Yeah.
Today, I had snow on my car.
Did you really?
So you tell me what is up with that.
You're like in Canada?
I am in a sweater. It has been cold and wet all day. It's just... Now, there actually is a part of me that just put on a nice big fat sweater. Put the heating back on, right? It was like, this is pretty cozy, actually, right?
Been snoozing all day, have you?
No, not at all. I'll tell you what I did have to do today. I had to take my daughter for blood work, where they just needed to draw some blood for some tests. 12-year-old girl who did not want to go get that done. That was, yeah. Generally, she was all right. Like, I'm pretty, like, just straightforward. It's got to be done. Let's go do it. Mm. My wife said that if she'd taken her, they would, you know, they'd all been crying and breaking down on the way and stuff like that.
Looking for ice cream and.
Yeah. There's me taking calls at the same time. I'll call you back. I'm busy. Right. Child, open that arm up. Let's go.
Tough love, they call that, is it?
It's tough love. Yeah. But she got through it like a trooper. It wasn't so bad as she thought. And then she was cock a hoop because she got Kentucky Fried Chicken
for lunch after. Pure filth.
Don't. Because I had, you know, you would have had to pay me money to have eaten Kentucky Fried Chicken, but because really? That's what you wanted. Oh. Don't be so surprised, Dave. Dave's like, what are you talking about? That's gourmet.
Yeah. That's one of the best ones, that one is.
It doesn't come in a tin, Dave. You know that.
Yeah. Comes in a bucket.
I've been too aloof. Like, I'll go eat fast food, right? I went and eat the Kentucky. I was quite like, I'll eat some Kentucky Fried Chicken, but God, do I just regret it afterwards. Like, it's just sitting in my stomach right now. I'm like, it's not good, is it?
It's greasy, isn't it? It's greasy.
It's just not good.
It just slides down your gullet. It's like, nom, nom, nom.
Yeah.
I like the Zinger Burger thing. I like that, but I don't like the bony chicken.
Yeah, you know what the problem is? I've had that's my third lot of fast food in a week, right?
All right, yeah.
So it's too much.
You'll be going to get blood work done.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to make it. Oh, I feel so fat. All right. Well, look, let's, the intro and shout outs here. I don't know whether, you know, we haven't done it for a while. Have we got some podcast shout outs? Anyone listening to anything they want to just give a big up to or respect and say? I mean, for me,
I've not really listened to this week. It's the first week I've not really listened to many.
I've been listening to some Joysticks and Chill.
Okay.
So shout out to them. They're doing a great job. were always entertaining to listen to. So yeah, and they shout out us a lot on their podcast as well. So hello, Dak. Yeah, they do.
I'm behind. I haven't listened to them for a week. Oh. I'm pretty sure I caught up last week. But do they have a week off? They had a week off, didn't they?
They did. I think it's catching on this idea, isn't it?
Yeah, welcome to the reality. Ooh, just a week, you know, that where that leads to, eh? That's why we have a structured week off, right?
Otherwise, you'd have every week off.
Otherwise, I fucking have every week off, for sure. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you most days. I'd be like, oh my God, I got to record. But I love it. I still love it. Yeah, Joysticks and Chill. I think the CAGcast is one of the main ones I've listened to.
Yeah,
CAGcast is probably one of the ones that I make sure I listen, because the problem I have is I don't listen to podcasts fully. Because I almost always listen to my podcast when I go to bed, and I set a timer for like half an hour. And sometimes I'll fall asleep in 5 minutes or less, right? Timer, but the podcast still runs for half an hour, and then I pick it up the next day. And I really end up sometimes, if I'm having a good run of falling asleep quickly, I probably won't listen to the podcast, even though it says I've listened to it, if that makes sense.
Oh, I don't do that.
But the CAGcast, I tend to sort of make sure I go
back. You can't sleep through that, can you? Because your wife would be annoyed because you're chuckling away to yourself, probably.
There are a lot of times I sort of switch the light off, lie down next to my wife, and just start sniggering in bed. Yeah. got to do something.
So does she, for different reasons.
Anyway, you know, on the podcast side of things, and the community, I thought we'd talk about VG Hub TV as well. We could have a little section here for that. Have we?
Yeah.
Is it worth pulling the question here, or where?
Well, you could do part of the question now. There was two questions. John Mouse on the Discord was asking how
he says he emailed me. I did not. Okay, can I get in on the VG? John Mouse says, can I get in on the VG Hub streaming action? I emailed Fraser on the email that was on Twitch. Maybe we should have not included the dick pics with the request.
Maybe it got blocked.
They're not getting forwarded. Okay, I'll look into that. That's obviously my fault, probably, for whatever reason. But I was pretty confident.
It's all your fault, Fraser. Like you're the one that set this up and set the email up. And
I'll take it. Okay, so I'll look that up in a second, and I'll do that while we're on the show and find out about that. It's been interesting. I've been streaming. Dave's been streaming. Yeah. You've been streaming, but not to VG Hub. Is that right?
I've not done any streaming for about 2 weeks, I think. But yeah. Last thing I was doing a load of Destiny. I didn't think you'd want that on there.
Yeah, I don't care, man. It's you know, whatever. Like again, you know, you either do or you don't. It's no big deal. I know. I started off in full swing at the start of the week and did quite a bit. Dropped off a little bit towards the end, but did a little bit more today.
It's quite difficult because I keep plugging away at it. In a way, if you're just doing it as a matter of course, it's you kind of get used to it. But
I think I've quite enjoyed it when I've streamed. Like I've been streaming some BattleTech, I've been streaming some Valorant, and Lord and Christian have been dropping in. And I think a couple of others. It's been fun. It's been all right. Yeah. It's quite nice when somebody drops in, says stuff. But it can be a little bit odd to stream when you're in a group of other people who aren't playing the same game as you, because you want to sort of interact. And I don't know. I've just been feeling it out.
Discord chat with other people at the same time as you're streaming, type of thing.
Yeah. I'm feeling it out, actually, I guess, because I've never done a lot of streaming. But I've quite enjoyed what I've done so far. Dave, were you on this morning, Dave?
No, not this morning. I've done some earlier in the week.
Wednesday, was it? Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Can't remember.
Tuesday and Wednesday.
I got a notification that VG Hub had gone online this morning.
Ooh.
I didn't pay attention to it because I was busy.
Did you?
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who was it?
Who?
I didn't see that come up.
Oh, I don't know.
Hopefully they weren't streaming any copyrighted material because you might get your channel banned.
Yeah, there is all that, isn't there?
Again.
I didn't really read that... that email.
Mm. Yes, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on over the weekend, apparently.
Why?
Because they've had DMCA takedown notifications or whatever from whoever many people. are complaining about people using their music.
Oh.
Oh, is music a big thing?
It's the music that's the problem. It's like you can. I was looking into this because, you know, it's sometimes you're playing a game. Some games you might want a little bit of background music to make it a bit more interesting, maybe. Like when you're playing golf, for example, or something like that.
Yep.
Might just make it a little bit less, you know, boring, potentially. But you can get, like, on Spotify, there's a big playlist of stuff which is supposedly safe for streaming. You won't get strikes on. But I don't know how it works with, like, you DJ people. Like you.
Well, I can tell you that when
There's lots of DJs on Twitch.
Yeah. All I can tell you is that when I... So most of the time, the sets I do are, like, techno, ambient, electronica, whatever. Generally sort of... I don't know. I'll do a set for an hour and a half. I'll probably go through, I don't know, what, 30 tracks, 40 tracks or something like that. I'll probably get muted on 3 or 4.
Yeah.
So what that says is that, like, my stuff is pretty much underground, in inverted commas. You know, it's not like mainstream music.
Mm.
But still, like, I'll drop in maybe something that's a slightly... I guess there's some what labels some of this stuff is on, like, did they
give any details other than there was just like, please stop streaming music that you're not entitled to stream, was basically the gist of the email. So
we'll have to see how that plays out. But anyway, so for the VG Hub TV, anyway, yeah, it's you know, chugging along for the first couple of weeks, whatever. It is what it is. But, like, I'll have to look into John Mouse not missing that. And I think I actually got requests from Chinny and Duke for keys. So I don't know whether they've tried to make an appearance or not. So there's the possibility of us continuing on for a little while longer. We're not dead yet, people.
It's only been going a couple of weeks, but
that's right, it's all good. Okay, let's move on to the tweets. Ian, who is always fantastic on retweeting the show and retweeting other podcasts and stuff like that, he has a massive sort of
he's someone who definitely listens to quite a lot of podcasts.
So it's always, you know, and I'm the cynic in me is like, is he listening to all those? But then when he comes back and says, great show, gents. And he even says he'd look forward to more Destiny talk. So he's clearly listened to it, hasn't he? Or he's thrown a dart at a big boar and chuckling. You know? He knows it's going to hit. A good chance of hitting. Thanks for that, Ian. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Stuart Cullen, friend of the show, says... We were talking about Stuart when we were... playing Valorant earlier about the Stadia. Who was it? Neil, you were online, weren't you?
I wasn't playing Stadia. Well, you might. No, sorry, you weren't.
No, I was playing Valorant with Matt.
Wasn't playing Stadia, obviously. That kind of goes without saying.
Heck, we weren't playing Stadia.
You were playing Valorant, and I was just in chatting. And Christian, I believe, and Matt were playing Battletech at the time.
Oh, yeah. See, it's all going on. Yeah. Everyone, it's like, what did Matt call it? EPUB. Right, everyone just sitting around, you know, doesn't matter if they're playing the same. I watched a
good
bit
job
of
it's not pub-y.
That was like an earlier one, wasn't it? Anyway, moving swiftly along, Stuart says, with OnePlus now offering a free Stadia Premier Edition with all new device purchases in the EU, could this be the start of a new partnership? And could Google use it to secure a foothold in the Chinese marketplace with Stadia?
Maybe I should get a new phone, and then I've just realized that we're not actually in the fucking EU anymore, so that probably isn't happening here unless they decide to do it in the UK as well.
I don't even know what OnePlus is. Is that
OnePlus
phone?
They make phones. Had a OnePlus phone for donkey's years. When I got mine, it was like top of the range specs for like a quarter of the price of top brands.
Yeah.
So good they've never made it to North America.
Yeah, I think they're over there now.
Nah, well, I've never heard of them.
Well, you're just an iPhone freak, aren't you? So.
That's true. I don't know much about phones. So, could this be the start of a new partnership? Sounds like they have a partnership anyway.
So I'm not sure how they're going to get a foothold in the Chinese market if they're just doing it to the EU. But
that's not going to happen.
OnePlus is a Chinese phone maker, so maybe, you know.
Oh, right. No. Okay, right.
No way.
Actually, I'm not sure they are Chinese, to be fair.
They're never going to China with Stadia. I can't see it. That market's completely different, isn't it?
They have their equivalent of Google, don't they, in China?
Well, they have their equivalent of they don't want Google, do they?
Yeah. So they've got, like, maybe whatever it is. I can't fucking think what it's called.
Anything I comment on to do with Google and China and all that, I have no knowledge of whatsoever. None of this is rooted in any sort of real understanding of what's going on over there. I have no idea.
They could, then. Is that what you're saying?
It depends which way the wind's blowing, right? Sure, they could.
This could be it.
This could be it. Yeah, right. Neil, you're the optimist. The glass is half full.
I think it could happen.
I think it could happen. This is the turn. This is the turnaround. I've got a good feeling about this Stadia thing that people have been talking about.
Well, three people at least.
Four, if you include Stuart. anything else to add to that?
No.
What are they offering? Is it just like
a free Stadia Premiere? Which is like,
what is that?
That was the it's a controller and a Chromecast, an Ultra 4K Chromecast, whatever it was.
Does that include any games?
At this point, they just have to find someone who they can bundle a controller with.
I think they've just got a bit of stuff to get rid of by the sound of it, haven't they? It's not the
bloke. Yeah.
It'll be giving it away with YouTube Music Premium or whatever soon, probably. Maybe they'll bundle it in with YouTube Premium.
That's got to be coming soon for a lot of people. I don't know, man. Like I watch quite a bit of YouTube. Like I like to go to bed and have my subscriptions or whatever, and I go through and watch videos on PCs or whatever. And yeah, there's a lot more ads. It feels like there's way more ads suddenly.
Yeah, I feel like, and they're really irritatingly placed. I don't know if they like there's some weird AI that's like, and this is the bit where someone's about to say something you're really waiting for, and this is where the ad's coming in, and you're like, oh, fuck.
There's got to be a point where you have these streamers who are like, there must be other places for them to go. Like how we subscribe to podcasts. Like my podcast, I have my podcast player and I can pull the podcast in from wherever they're hosted. Sooner or later, people have got to say, you know what, fuck you. I'm not being hosted on YouTube anymore. I'm going to take all my shit.
I don't know. YouTube's just massive, isn't it? It's just,
yeah, but you know,
it's like, you know, Google's still a company, but if you want to find something out on the internet, it's a verb, isn't it? Now a verb,
right? So but I don't. But you know Google what? Something. I don't. Yeah, but I'm watching too much YouTube to, you know, it doesn't work for me. Here it's something like $13.99 a month. That's like more than my Netflix. I'm like, okay, YouTube. You know what?
Yeah, but you get Spotify basically, like sort of a competitor included, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't want that. I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, well, right. I see. I was looking at it because Spotify were like, oh, yeah, we're banging up your price by £2 a month. And I was like, oh, fuck. That's like £17 a month it's going to because we're on the family plan.
How much? Bloody hell.
Yeah, that's for like six accounts or whatever.
Right.
I don't use six accounts. But yeah, the YouTube do the same thing with the added bonus. It was like an extra pound on top of the Spotify price, but with the added bonus of all of your ads get cancelled on YouTube. And I'm like, that's quite a big selling point in a way. If you like paying that money for Spotify anyway, I was like, could just pay
that. That's their family account
version of a YouTube Premium.
Yeah, I don't know. Something leaves a bad taste in my mouth, that pain to get rid of ads. Like, I don't mind buying a service to get what they have for, you know, whatever, but I'm having to pay them to stop being annoying.
The thing is, you have to, like, with satellite TV, you pay shitloads more money for stuff, and you still have adverts, so, you know.
Well, that's the biggest scam there's ever been, right?
Yeah.
You're like, why am I paying Scott? Why am I, you know, I, that's why I ended up, I couldn't have ditched, you know, what did they call it? Cutting the cord, right? Or cutting the cable, right? When we did that in 2000 and I think 2008, I got Netflix. And in 2010, I think we moved here and that was it. We were done. Like after a year of moving into this house, 2011, I was like, that's it. It's all got to go. 2010 or whatever it was.
Yeah, so I was like, went back to
why am I, paying for, like, but here it's terrible. Like cable television, like they have movies on here. It's just advert after advert in a movie. Like it takes 3 hours.
We don't get adverts in our movies on the Sky channels. Like they wait for this, like movies after them, adverts after.
But that's general, cinema. Yeah, that's like general TV, and then but you're paying more then for dedicated movie channels on top of that, and it's like it soon adds up, and you're like. I'm not really watching this. It's not worth it.
I still haven't watched Tenet yet. It's been out about 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
On Sky.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I haven't watched fucking any TV for ages. Oh, hang on. We've had another message come in.
Paul W. says, due to technical issues, which would ruin your weekend the most? Totally no internet, totally no gaming, or the death of a distant relative?
The death of a distant relative due to technical difficulties.
If I have no relation with a distant relative, then like it wouldn't ruin my weekend. If I had a relationship, if I knew them, then yeah. And I liked them. If I didn't like them, I suppose it'd be a bonus.
I think, I think that you don't need to explain that one. I think we're all pretty much on the same page on that one. But yeah, no internet and no gaming.
I think
it's the internet. The
internet would mean no gaming immediately anyway. So
no internet means no gaming, no TV, nothing.
Means no jack shit. Well, we just talked about that. You ain't got no fucking TV, yeah, if you've got no internet. I still
no Spotify.
No phone. No internet screws. Actually, would say, you know, it's funny, that's quite a timely question because my internet dropped out 3 or 4 times yesterday.
Oh, that's not like you.
No, so I spent an hour on the phone or however long on the phone with the technical support. To be honest, to be fair, my internet provider, like the internet's been rock solid for years, right? So I just phoned them up today, look, it's dropped out 4 or 5 times today. Can you just check what's going on? Like they answered the phone like within a minute.
Wow.
And I was straight into a text. I mean, I love my internet provider. How many people love
them? Are you going to marry them?
Yeah, I am. Would you marry a carrot? okay. Yeah, no internet. That's no good. No gaming I can live with.
Yeah, just about. Can you though?
Just about. Andy Cox sent us a message then. Hi all, hope you and your families are well. Oh, sorry, Neil, you were looking something up there. What was it before?
No, that was me. I literally just grabbed that message as it came in.
Oh, okay. Andy Cox says, hi all, hope you and your families are well. Yes, thank you. Question this week is, with the football season over, who won the league? Man City? Did they romp to it?
Eventually, yeah, basically. It was over about a month ago, probably, the actual league.
Oh, I'm just not following.
I think the fight was for second, wasn't it?
The last 2 places for the Champions League was the interesting thing on the last day.
What was the final league top standings?
So we had Man City, Man United, Liverpool, then Chelsea snuck in despite.
Oh, yeah. Go on, the Chelsea.
On the last day? Can't remember now what happened.
We snuck in at 4th?
Yeah. They were doing their best to fuck it up. At one point, Leicester were in 4th. Or maybe they were even in 3rd.
Won their last 2 games.
Yeah.
Or is that the front? Or is that?
Yeah. But obviously, the massive Chelsea fan you are will know that they're in the Champions League final. Yeah, tomorrow.
Are they?
Exactly.
I have no idea what's going on. Are they seriously in the Champions League final?
Yes, it's Chelsea v Man City in the Champions League tomorrow night.
Oh, my God. Like, just a one-off?
Well, you know, they had to get there.
Yeah, but it's not it's like, over, not a home and away or anything like
no,
that.
No, it's in Portugal.
Holy smokes, are you serious? Oh, shit. Okay, all right.
So what's that?
Plans
so
change at tomorrow.
UK time, I think. So it's
for, yeah, I gotta get on. Oh mate, okay, yep, yeah, I can dig out the Chelsea shirt and like, let's go. All right, football day tomorrow. Fucking let's go. We're gonna get fucking.
I can't believe you didn't even fucking know until I've just told you.
I honestly, mate, I live in such a bubble.
Typical
now,
fucking Chelsea fan you are. Only in for the glory.
Look, okay, first of all, right, I joined Chelsea.
Joined fucking Chelsea. Here we go.
In the Ranieri days, okay? So I was there before the Russians turned up with their fucking money, okay? Yeah, I was late to the table. I didn't really, but when I was like, I don't know, nine and living in Canada.
Weren't Abramovich already there when Ranieri was there?
He came in at the end of Ranieri.
Did he really?
Anyway, when I was nine, I had a Chelsea jacket from my great aunt in England. She sent it over, and I had a Chelsea jacket when I was a kid. So that's sort of like my Chelsea beginnings. That's my first memory of being a football fan. And then I ended up in, when I left university, I moved in with a friend of mine who was a Chelsea fan, and then it really just took off. And I loved it. And then once they won the Champions League, I was like, okay, I could cool off now, right? They just, monkeys off the back, we got there. We did it. We've won I've seen them win the league three times. I've seen them win the Champions League. And seriously, I pretty much shed a tear when they won the Champions League. So you cut me, I bleed blue, that's for sure. But since then, I've
been
like...
It's the royal blood in you, that is.
Yeah, mate, I'm a Chelsea pensioner now.
Not quite yet. Don't you have to be in the army to be a Chelsea pensioner?
But I don't... yeah, I haven't given a shit about football for years. It's a true story.
But your son doesn't follow it or anything, does he?
Who? No, he doesn't give a fuck.
No. Does he follow any sport?
No, God, no. All he cares about is video games.
Esports.
Does he follow esports then?
No. Okay. He doesn't care. No. No. Okay, so anyway, that's good. Yeah.
We've slightly done.
There's always a chance. Oh my God, can you imagine if we beat them? Fucking, that'd be great.
No. I hate Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea hates you.
So yeah, the rest of the question. Will you be watching
Euros.
It? Surprise, will we?
Well, it's the Euros.
Yeah,
the Euros, not the Champions League.
Oh yeah, Euros. Oh yeah, anything like competition. Yeah, I'll have eyes on that. You know, it, definitely when the competitions are on, like we would put on like the important matches at the office. And generally, I was able to watch matches.
Plus, well, this is a good question, to be honest, because I was thinking about like my son started banging on about this the other day. They're doing a Euro fantasy football. Any interest in that?
No.
No.
No. Why have you?
I've looked at it. I've done a team. I haven't finished it. But
problem is, I'm so out of touch with who anyone is. So I don't know. I'd like
don't
to.
Know
I
know who Belgium are. Barely know who fucking Chelsea are.
Will you get? I'd like to get swept up in it, Dave. Will you get swept up in it?
If other people will, then I might, yeah, put some time and effort into it. But
I think that a lot of people might think we might do okay because it's the Euros and we did all right in the World Cup. Got to the semi-final of the World Cup somehow, even though we were fucking shits. But
yeah,
maybe there's a bit of hope this time.
Plus, that's England all over, though, isn't it?
It's been
fucking,
so shit. Though,
oh,
well,
mate. Fucking England. God damn
well,
it.
Don't always see fucking Canada
always,
in the World Cup, do you?
Okay, as if I haven't gone down that argument before. Don't worry about that. Canada have the lofty fucking. They went to the World Cup, okay, in 1986, which everyone knows, right?
Oh, everyone knew
and
that.
Didn't even score a goal. So fuck Whoa. You. Can you say you did
you
that?
You didn't even have to go very far for that one, did you? Weren't they in Mexico,
was,
86?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
That's basically a home game.
Euro 2020. When is it on? Let's have a look.
It starts on the 13th of June, I think it is.
11th First of game June.
Turkey, Italy. Yeah. I've been looking at the fixtures.
It'll be big here, actually, to be fair. To be honest, actually, now you talk about it, the Euros and the World Cup are fucking huge here because there's so many nationalities in Canada.
Expats, yeah,
everyone's
yeah.
got skin in the game with somebody. So
even the
car
Euros.
Is like, yeah, even, oh, fuck, Are you kidding me? Do you know how many Italians there are here? And Portuguese. Oh my God, they all come out, and they all come out of the woodwork as well. Every, you know, the worst thing is the Portuguese in the World Cup, because then they're all Brazilian connected or whatever. I don't know.
So, that's just cheating.
Yeah. So, but there'll be like, yeah, it'll be good. There'll be some good camaraderie.
They haven't won it for a while. Yeah. Yeah. But Portugal, and they won the Euros, did they? Portugal last time? Was that the one, last one? I think. I can't remember. It's been a while. It's been 5 years since the last one, because obviously we had an extra year.
Mm. Yeah. What was that one? Euro 2018?
2016. It was World Cup in 2018.
It's the 2001 present.
Yeah. Euro 2016. Why do I feel like Italy won that, didn't they? No.
I swear it was Table. Portugal 1-0 in the final.
Cable, come on.
Oh, this is great radio.
Oh, well.
I probably will watch it, actually. Like, the games aren't a bad time. There's some evening ones. If the weather's nice, it will be a really good excuse to go down to the pub if it's got some outside TVs or on a projector or something, so yeah. I will, actually.
Yeah, it was Portugal 1-0, by the way, in the final. France.
Yeah.
I good. Will be watching... Well, I don't know, see, I say I'm going to be watching it. I can't remember the last time I actually watched an England game. It's probably the World Cup 3 years ago, because it's been so fucking boring. Mm.
England Scotland, that's going to be a big game.
Yeah, that'll be
good. I don't think, you know, if you go back, you'd be hard pushed to find any England match in a Euro or World Cup that I've missed since the 80s or since the 90s for sure.
Yeah, I used to watch everything England. Like the 1996 was just amazing. That was the best because it was in England. And then we had the Three Lions going all the time and all that shit. And that was when Three Lions first came out, wasn't it? 96, because it was 30 years after the World Cup and all that. And
yes,
we had a pretty decent side. We smashed the Netherlands in the group phase, and I was down the pub and it was absolutely hammered. But don't remember anything about the game. Just remember everyone going absolutely fucking mental. But probably won't be doing that this time around.
No.
If any of the England games have anything riding on them, I'll be all over them. I won't be able to. I won't not be. Plus, as well, actually, one of the guys the guy I walk with every weekend, he'll be all over it. So I'll have someone to bounce it off.
Mm.
So, yeah. Also, where you'll be watching it? Home, probably at home. I don't go to the pub. Plus, we're still in lockdown. So God knows when does it start?
Two weeks, basically. I think on
Sunday. Yeah, we won't be out of lockdown. I don't think by then. Have you ever been to a tournament? Nope.
I barely go to matches of any description, to be honest. But
I've been to a cup final. I went to the League Cup final, Middlesbrough v Chelsea in 98, I want to think it was, 97, 98. Chelsea beat Middlesbrough, so I went and saw Chelsea win a cup.
Mm. Been nice. There at all of the big moments of Chelsea's history.
My favourite Chelsea moment is when I think we got beaten by Tottenham. Tottenham hadn't won.
That would have been one of my favourite moments of Chelsea.
Chelsea hadn't won. Tottenham hadn't beaten Chelsea for like a decade or something. And then they beat them. And then the next week I went to Stamford Bridge and they played Tottenham and we beat them 4-1 or something like that. And everyone was just shouting, "Normal service has resumed." It was just honestly brilliant. Loved it.
I saw a really great video. What was it? Was that, what the fucking hell were they playing? Who were Chelsea playing? Anyway, it was the FA Cup final, wasn't it? You were in the FA Cup final this year as well. But you didn't know that.
I did know that. Yeah, I did know that.
And they equalised, inverted commas, at the 86th minute or something because they were losing to Leicester. And then there was a VAR check and the guy was offside. I saw a great video from the crowd. They were all going, fucking hell. And they was like, and I just heard something like, "Are you fucking joking? You can't." When they realised it had been disallowed.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Fair play to Leicester. I got a lot of time for Leicester as well.
Yeah.
So, good. Andy also says, will you have and fill in a wall chart or take part in a sweepstake? Probably not.
Possibly both. We might have a final sweepstake going.
Yeah, it's normally something I'd have at work, but I'm not at work. Well, not in the office.
Well, you
at
could
the moment,
set it all up online, do a little spreadsheet, bit of Excel work for me.
I don't want it. I don't need any more work at the moment.
And that's pretty much everything. So thanks, Andy. It's good to hear from you again.
Yes. Thank you, Andy.
We have a couple of things from Discord. MintSafe says, question for Fraser, what sub is in his car? I once had 2 12-inch subs in my car. The sound was very impressive. It's a shame it has the negative connotation of boy racer. Neil.
It's a shame, isn't it?
It is a shame. I meant to check this before. I can't remember the size of the sub we're from there. I think it's just like a single 10-inch. But it's a powered-ish. But it's a powered sub. It might not even be that big, come to think of it. Might be an 8. It's a powered unit. So basically, I just bought the box as a powered subwoofer. So it's pretty much plug and play, as easy as that. I make that sound. So luckily for my car, the battery's in the back. So I just wired it straight into the battery in the back. Tapped into, I already had a pair of the system in the car. I already had two sub speakers. So I just tapped.
In like from Jaguar? Put that in, do they?
Yeah, that's part of the Alpine system that's in there. Mm. And they're okay, but they're not like nice deep subs. So I tapped off one of those sub lines, and there's a high level line input on the powered sub. So actually, it's pretty simple to install it. So yeah, that's what I have. I was rocking it today, like yesterday, Neil. Oh, I was driving down the highway, just slamming it. Hey, not appreciating the lower levels or anything, just fucking having it, mate, down the highway. Yeah, like I was 18. A massive erection.
I can just imagine. Yeah, I can just imagine you like
54 miles an hour over the whole way. Yeah.
I just imagine you playing Fleetwood Mac or something, driving down. I don't know why.
Did you do
when I imagine
a
you.
Mix CD?
No, I haven't. I haven't done a mix CD. I'll tell you what I was listening to was Kruder and Dorfmeister. Have you ever heard of them?
Nope.
Maybe. I was listening to them on the way down. But I'll tell you what I have been listening to a lot. I've been listening to the House Martins.
Happy Hour. Is that them?
Yeah, but it's not that. It's anyway, I bought one of their albums and I quite like it. So I've been listening to that.
That's what's his name? Norman Cook, isn't it? It's in there.
Norman Cook was in there, yeah. So
amongst other things he's called himself over the years.
Sean says, friend of the show, Sean the Scotsman says, do I need a second job to limit my gaming habits?
Just the one other job.
Does he actually have a job?
I thought his job was gaming.
there's the gag. I don't know, Sean. You always seem to, you need something to limit your gaming habits. How about that?
He's getting married, isn't he? Is he getting married?
To his computer.
I think so.
It was supposed to happen last year, wasn't it?
Delayed because of COVID.
Obviously everything. Yeah.
Okay. John Mouse. Thanks, Sean. Nice to hear from you. We should get Sean back on, actually. It's been a while. Yeah. John Mouse, can I get in on the VG Hub streaming action? Yep, I will look. Haven't looked into that yet. I will look into that.
Random dick pics.
Oh, John Mouse. Also, camping and gaming. What's your opinion? I think spawn camping is scummy, but actual camping is fine, in my opinion. Guy went fucking bananas at me recently on Counter-Strike because I camped a court. Why are you playing Counter-Strike and not playing Valorant with us? If you play Counter-Strike, John, you should come and play Valorant. Seriously, dude, what the fuck? I'm getting bananas now at you. Guy went bananas at me recently on Counter-Strike. I only say that because we could always want more people.
I do.
Counter-Strike. Guy went bananas at me recently on Counter-Strike because I camped a corridor for the round. I was the bigger man. I told him to shut his little bitch mouth, then joined his team next round and followed him around throwing flashbangs at him.
That's a great way to respond.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't come and play Valorant with us.
Yeah, flashing your own team is definitely a thing, isn't it?
I'm getting the impression from John here, like, he's a super nice guy, but I don't know whether I would ever fuck him over. Like, you'd have to be very careful with what's going to happen, right? There's always some twist. Well, he always has these stories that I listen to, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds like, yeah, that's okay. And then it just twists at the end. I go, oh. We had somebody complaining about camping in one of our Valorant games. Like, it's fucking, you can, if you can do it, do it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I think it's like, right, they know you, like, they complain about camping and they know, you know, they're going to be there. And they still walk around the corner anyway, going, oh, you're still in the same place. Yeah.
Well, yes, because I've shot you 5 times in a row doing the same thing. So why do you think I'd fucking move?
Yeah.
Yeah. But sorry, Dave, go on.
It's just people, I don't know. It's just people moaning that they're shit, basically.
Yeah, they are shit. That's right. Because if you get done twice in the same place, then you're like, well, I'm not fucking doing that again, and I'm going to go this other way, and I'm going to kill them while they're scoping hard and they can't see me coming.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I find this in Valorant, is that if I can get onto the, have a game where I'm really paying attention to the players, not just to my situation at a certain time, but to, you know, you pick up on things. Like, you're like, that guy did, he's done that twice now.
Mm.
You're like, okay.
Actually, to be fair, do you have multiple lives in Counter-Strike, do you? I don't know.
No, dead in the round, and then that's it. Mm. Next round.
Oh, I like Valorant,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so spawn camping's not really the same sort
spawn
of thing.
Spawn camping, shit in fucking. No, but that's a failure of map design, as far as
right.
I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And why is it spawning people where someone is basically just waiting to kill them? It's just map shit maps. That used to happen all the time in, like, as much as everyone loved Call of Duty 4 and everything, that happened all the fucking time in those games.
Yeah. It's like in these games as well, people complain about everyone using the Odin, which is like this huge, massive machine gun, right? They're like, oh, yeah. you're a noob if you use it or whatever. You know, it's not legit for the game.
Well, why is it really?
Legit. Yeah, it looks pretty legit to me. I mean, I just killed you with it, so pretty legit.
Yeah.
Which, people who complain the most are usually the people who are in last place. I bet it's completely inverse. The more you complain, the lower down the
I complain to myself when I'm fucking playing Destiny and I'm like, get done by the same gun. And I'm like, that fucking, there's some guns that are like, oh, that fucking gun can just fuck off. It's just annoying because I haven't got it. Because the thing with Get Valorant is, you have, everyone has access to the same guns, which just doesn't happen in games like Destiny. So, like, there's a couple of the shotguns that are just fucking super irritating. It's like, oh, fuck. So they've got, like, massive range compared to all the other shotguns in the game and all that stuff. And
right.
Yeah, so if you don't have them, it's quite annoying, but yeah.
Thanks, John. Lord says... Lord, friend of the show, says, how do I dispose of my kids so I can play more?
I see he's been playing a bit of Hitman recently.
If they're old enough, get them involved.
Mm. Yeah, that can be super annoying.
I don't think his kids
can
are
be
very
annoying.
Old, to be honest.
Yeah, it depends how old they are. I don't know. Disposing,
just fucking,
like,
ignore just, them. Just leave them to someone else.
Just put your headset on.
I wouldn't mind.
He's got a little shed, hasn't he? He can just lock the fucking shed door and just put his headset on. I can't hear a fucking thing.
Yeah. I think that what worries me about that is how he's put dispose. Like, I don't know. Like, what are their dead bodies? He's got his dead bodies piled on his gaming desk, right? It's like, how do I get rid of these?
Maybe we should have done that before we built his shed.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for your emails and messages. Much appreciated. General week stuff. Neil, you've got nothing in there?
Nope. Just been fucking boring housework and work and games this week. So.
Dave's got Jab. So what did you get? What flavor did you get, Dave?
I got the Moderna. I can't even say
Moderna.
It. Moderna. Yeah, it was a good one. I did get quite bad headaches and sickness from it for a couple of days, but and I still feel like I've got kind of got a slight dead arm. But it was fine, you know. I'm happy to get it done. Glad it's done. The first
you
one's always
have
the
a
worst,
choice,
isn't
did
it?
You? You just like.
No, no, literally, I'm, what am I, 38, 39, something like that, yeah. And then I got a text, well, actually, before I got the text, I saw it on the news, I was like, yep, yeah, I'll book that in, and then a week later, I went in, but I did, there was a big mad line, snaking around the building where it was being done, and I went about 10, 15 minutes early. So, oh, you know, it's just get it going, get it done. And I was standing there, and the clouds were getting darker, and it was just like, we were standing there, oh, no, we're going to get rained on. And then just before I walked in, the heavens proper open, and there was a massive downpour. So I sort of stood there, and people were leaving the line. I was like, fuck this, because I didn't have coats on, because it was like nice about half hour before that. And I was like, oh, should I go? And then
doing with getting wet just to make have this vaccine that might save my fucking life.
So I think the idea, I think they were maybe going back to their cars and sitting in their cars and waiting for the line to go down. But I was just like, oh no. So I was dripping wet basically by the time I went in, got the vaccine, and had to sit there for 15 minutes to make sure I didn't have any adverse effects.
Oh yeah. Sitting there for 15 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, so
otherwise, I was like, am I supposed to wait around? And it was like, because it was quite busy. And they was like, no, you can just go home if you want. I was like, if you feel a bit queasy, maybe come back. I was like, all right,
what if maybe I have, it's like, this Moderna one. Yeah. Like, I don't know. What did you have, Neil?
I had the Astra, the Oxford.
Right.
I had the AstraZeneca. Hit me like a train. Oh, there you go.
No, I see. Yeah. I didn't have any. I had barely anything. Like, I had a dead arm sort of thing, but felt
like. Are you getting ready for a second one?
Well, yeah. I believe, because they're saying now with this whole fucking Indian variant they call coming round, that if you haven't had your second dose, then you're a bit susceptible to this thing. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. So they were trying to get people in after 8 weeks of their first. I think I've got another couple of weeks that I have to wait before I can go and get my second one. But I was booked in for like early July for my second.
But we'll see. Right. Yeah.
Actually, no, it must only be a week then, isn't it? This must be this Friday coming. So maybe I can go get another one, I don't know. Because they say if it's been so long, you can just go and turn up and wait. I'm like, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not too keen on that idea.
Okay. So hopefully we're all going to get through this unscathed. Yeah, because my sister, actually, she's pushing close to 50, and she only just got her first jab this week.
Oh, so,
that's weird.
Yeah, which is, yeah, it's super surprising. I was like, really? But it is what it is. I think, I shouldn't really talk about her on the podcast, but I think she was like flip-flopping or quite ambivalent. Like, I'm not sure I'm going to get it. And then she did get it. So I think, anyway, I could be wrong. Allegedly. Hope she doesn't sue me. Okay, and then for me, I've got a couple of things here. I've been watching quite a bit of anime. I thought I'd just drop in to the conversation with my daughter. It's one called Psyche K, which is all about this kid in high school, but he's got psychic powers, and it's just how he sort of... It's more like a sitcom in that all these weird things happen in like 10-minute episodes. Okay. I like it. It's all right. I've actually enjoyed sitting watching it. I wouldn't watch it on my own, but I watch it with my daughter. It's definitely tolerable. The Japanese definitely get away with some stuff in this anime that I don't think we would see in any Western cartoons for kids. Right?
For kids.
For kids, yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just ignoring the age rating on these animes, but they're pretty racy, some of them, and some of the stuff they talk about. This one had wank mags and stuff like that they were talking about in it.
What's the Japanese for wank mag then?
I can't remember what they were calling it. He did anyway. And then I started watching another one today with her because we got to like the second series of Psyche K or whatever it was, and they hadn't dubbed it. They'd only like the first series was dubbed, And the second we got to the second series and it wasn't dubbed, it was only subtitled. So my daughter was like, no, that's not happening. So we started watching another one. I can't remember what it's called, which doesn't help. But it was basically, it's based around, it's almost like this city is the inside of a human body. So you have people who are running around this city with these red hats on, and they're the red blood cells. And the, and it basically, this story centers around...
It's an educational video.
Well, I mean, the interesting thing is that it is quite educational, right? So she's got this hat, and if you look carefully, the hat looks a little bit like a red blood cell. And she's running around with packages, so she's trying. They're trying to deliver oxygen to certain departments, and then take the carbon dioxide and deliver those to other certain departments, right? Because that's the job of the red blood cells. And she's running around. She's new on the job, so she's running around with this box like an Amazon delivery person, trying to find the lungs. She was trying to find. She kept going down the wrong place, and then suddenly, these really nasty people just burst onto the street. Right, of course, they're a virus, right, or whatever they are, or germs. I think they were germs. And then suddenly, this super like charismatic guy, all in white, turns up. Right, and I go to my daughter. I go, "That's the white blood cells." I was quite excited about spotting who it was. Right, I go, "That's the white blood cells," and he's just really slick, like super professional. Just Kate turns up, beats the shit out of these germs. She goes, and she sort of, they can see she's starting to fall in love. This other character's falling in love with this white blood cell. He's super straight. Anyway, I got quite into it, if you can tell. It was like, it was all right. I quite like the fact that they were, like, they'd encounter bits of roadworks or whatever, like that the platelets are represented by these children who are doing all the busy work or whatever. And like, she's like, I need to go that way. And she's like, there's no way you can go this way. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. They're super friendly or whatever. It's just, it's actually, it's all right. I wish I'll try and find the name or whatever, but... It just, I suppose the take from all this is that I quite like anime. It's all right. Some of it's pretty good.
What was that one called?
Some of it is definitely not for kids.
The one with the hospital one.
Yeah.
The blood, here, let me see. Red blood cell anime. Cells at work, ! That's what it's called.
Okay.
So yeah, they're at work. Like they're the cells and they're at work. So yeah, it's, I would say it's worth a look if you have.
What's that on?
I'm watching on Netflix, so yeah. I don't know. I found it very entertaining. I also, I don't know if anybody listens to the CADcast. I know you do, Neil. Yes. Chibi was talking about a couple of weeks ago about watching a documentary on the assassination of Kim Jong Il's half brother in Kuala Lumpur. I think it was.
Can't remember where.
Do you remember
it was.
That story?
I remember it happening.
Yeah, it's just, so anyway, I watched that documentary. It's just fucking bonkers. Like, do you guys know the story of this?
I kind of know what happened and how they got the people to do the dirty job.
Have you heard about this, Dave?
I read about it when it happened. I didn't know there was a documentary on it.
Yeah, it's absolutely bonkers. So basically, if it is as they say it is, then apparently, spoilers,
something that actually happened, yeah.
Is that these basically guys, and they were made up of some Japanese guys or whatever like that, basically got hold of these girls who were vulnerable young girls, probably teenagers or whatever. One was from Indonesia, and the other one was from somewhere else. I can't remember where it was. And they were in... And they had been groomed or been told that they were doing prank videos for a YouTube station, for a YouTube story or whatever. And they actually were going and filming things for weeks and months or whatever beforehand, until it all to build up to this one moment where they let these two girls loose and said, here, go smear this on the guy at the airport. We're going to be filming from different positions. And they didn't know. And they smeared this super poison on this guy's face and killed him, right? It's fucking bonkers.
How come they didn't? Did they die as well then?
No, because they said that it's the biggest problem is it getting into the mucous membranes. So they were all right with them on their hands. They were saying because the hands...
suck the thumb after or something.
Exactly, yeah. As long as the skin's quite thick on the hands, so you've got time to get in and wash it off. But because they smeared it into the guy's eyes and he got into his nose and stuff.
Wow.
It's just mental. Absolutely mental. So
yeah, I remember when it happened. It was so weird because yeah, like there were like the there were just these girls who were like making videos, and then randomly killed this guy. And yeah, it was quite big when it happened. It happened like in 2018, I think it was 2017. Yeah. But I definitely read, like, I was following the story as it was developing on the news. It was not like headline news, but I definitely read about it. I was like, well, that's weird. And I followed it for a bit.
Well, it was really important because because the guys from all the guys who were involved quickly got on to, once they'd done the dirty on him and watched the guy, within 15 minutes he was stumbling and basically dead within the hour.
Right.
You know, these guys all just booked it onto a flight and got the hell out of Dodge, right?
Yep.
Never to be seen again. These girls went away, didn't know what had happened, didn't understand the impact of it, but got picked up later.
Mm.
And they were on the hook for the death penalty.
Right? Yeah.
So that was the big thing. And then, so everyone was worried, was like, hey, these girls had no idea what they were doing. Mm. They just had, they were just totally played. It's just scary, But there you go. And the politics of it as well is pretty interesting. But anyway, so I watched that. And then the other thing, I'm back in the workplace. I've got a job. So,
oh, well done.
Yeah, so it was inevitable. I wasn't going to have a life
in the workplace, or are you working from home? Or
I'll be working from home, so that's a nice change. But I'm very pleased with the position, and it's going to work. It should work out fine. But yeah, the dream is over. Not that it was much of a dream, really. I mean, the next 2 weeks actually is the dream because I don't start for 2 weeks.
Nice.
So I can just wind. I've been off for quite a while, and even though I was sort of like fine with being off, like there was no massive pressures. I did have a timeline, that I was able to. It's still stressful, so I'm glad all that's now. I can just crack on and get.
Have you done all your Valorant? Battle Pass.
I'll have my Battle Pass wrapped up by the time I start the job.
Oh, okay, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
Priorities.
And I won't be working anywhere near my gaming PC. So it'll be interesting. I've never worked from home before.
At least. It's a good job you can't buy a GPU, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. let's then... right, if that's that... we got everyone done, haven't we?
I think so.
All right, let's get on to what we've been playing then. So, Neil, what do we got?
Well, I have played some Destiny 2 for the last week.
You threatened to do that.
Been dominating my game time. I watched a bit of the raid last week. A bit of controversy around the raid. Because they did that world's first. I had a quick listen back to what we talked about last week because I couldn't remember exactly what I had talked about last week. So I won't go over everything I've already talked about. But yeah, I was saying last week about how the new old raid was back, and they'd obviously done some changes to it and that. But it was beaten fairly much quicker than a normal new raid in Destiny was. It was like a couple of hours.
Oh, right, okay.
Because usually they go on for like hours and hours and hours, and possibly all day.
Yeah.
Before someone susses the mechanics of the encounters.
What do you mean by that?
Well, like there'll be. Things you have to do.
Puzzles, isn't there? Orders, yeah.
Like, and there'll be people will have. There'll be encounters where people may need to do different things, and you'll have maybe different weapons that you might need to use that you have to suss out, which might be the best things to use to make it easier and all this sort of stuff.
We'll do things in a specific order. Or yeah. I remember the maze one. Basically, the whole team had to go through a maze of, and there was. Times that you had to stay still and move, and I can't remember
was it King's Fall, possibly. There was a lot of jumping around in the last, that was a big one in Destiny 1, and they had the wall of dildos that, like, you'd be walking along, and if you move too far, like, this massive rod thing would just push you straight out into the space, and you just
I remember dead. Doing that one,
so that was pretty good. But like some of the encounters are just rock hard, and if someone just does one thing wrong, it's like the whole fucking thing's fucked. But everyone pretty much knew exactly what they had to do in the one that just came out last week, and there was a bit of controversy because the team that came second had a naughty name in their thing, so they got banned.
Oh,
Nice. But, so, yeah. But,
Was that a naughty name or a shitty name?
Well, a shitty name, I guess. Not a naughty too yeah. much. Not nothing, no rude words, just a bit shitty.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Fuck them then.
Yeah. I say a bit shitty, quite shitty.
I've got to find this now.
I haven't attempted any of that. I need some people to play with, but no one's answered the call from last week. So I guess I'll just be plodding along on my own, unless I decide to go and fucking find it people to play with, which is possible. There's plenty of places to go to find people to play Destiny with. But I've just been going through the quests that keep popping up every week of the season. There's like a whole load of, every week that goes by, they just bring a whole load of new sort of things you want, they want you to do to tick off some boxes. And if you do everything, you'll get like a name under, or like a word under your name or whatever. If you've managed to do it all, I can't remember. I don't know what this one's going to be. Something probably cool, something like Splicer, because it's Season of the Splicer. And if you complete everything in the season pass, like all of the quests, then you'll have this tag under your name. But yeah, I haven't ever got a thing under my name for anything, because some of them are fucking hard. But yeah, I haven't done anything special really. I've just been playing some PvP, playing some strikes, playing some of the new game modes. They did add a new variant of the new game mode, which is quite cool. It was a bit of a saying maze. It was a bit of a maze based thing. It's called the Labyrinth. Well, they actually called it Sponge, but it is a labyrinth, and you have to like. I don't know where you're fucking going to start with. It was reminiscent, other than the colourfulness of it, of a mission I remember doing in Destiny 1, I think, where... Well, it might have been Destiny 2, I can't remember. They kind of blur into one at once. So I bet you like had to go through all these fucking tunnels, and if you did it in a certain time, then you get to do a special ending and... then unlock a weapon at the end of it. There was none of that in this time, but there is a thing on my weekly quest thing that if you do it in under 10 minutes, it's a little checkbox. I'm like, okay. So I've only done it the once. So I might have a bit of a go at that. But yeah, I'm on like level 60 of the season pass now. So that's easily going to get knocked out in the next week or so, or maybe two. I'm off work.
Still at it then.
So... yeah, I should play it a lot more, I should think, going forward. I don't know what will happen when I get to level 100 in the pass, whether I'll have burned out a bit or... But I'm enjoying it at the minute, because, you know, there's loads of things that need ticking off. So it's loads of jobs to do.
Gotta do those tick boxes, yeah, haven't you?
And the jobs are fun at the moment. When the jobs stop being fun, then I'll probably stop. But
it's we'll like see. Housework.
It's better than housework. it's busy work, some of it, but yeah, and it's like making sure, like, I might need to go and use a specific type of weapon to tick off some boxes and stuff like that. So sometimes I might not be very good with those weapons, and I might need to get better. But that's good, because it makes me get better at those guns. So yeah. But yeah, so that's about all I've got to say, really, for Destiny.
Cool.
Started a couple of other games. I haven't played too much. I played some Doom Eternal. Just to change it up a little
new
bit.
One, isn't
just to change it up from the first person shooter fest that I've been playing. So I played it first on PC. I have also played it on my Xbox.
Okay.
Just to compare, and there was something I needed to do for some fucking Game Pass thing, I think. I can't remember. I think it was because I needed some achievements or whatever. So it was easy to get them because I'd already done it on the PC version. I was like, oh, maybe I'll just load up the Xbox version. It'll just like click for me and they'll work. But no, it didn't work. So it's like that. I just came and played it. And it plays pretty good, I've got to be honest, on the Xbox One. Doesn't look quite as good as it does on the PC, obviously, but it actually plays pretty good on my shitty old Xbox One.
That's good.
I imagine if you've got the fancy Series X, it's pretty fucking good on there as well.
And that's on Game Pass, is it?
That's on Game Pass at the moment, yeah. It's a Bethesda game, isn't it? So I don't know if it's staying on there for good, I assume so. But some of the Bethesda stuff is not on there, so who knows. I did find, like, I played Doom 2016 on my PS4. I think this was another reason I wanted to try it on the Xbox, because it was like, on the PC, I just keep running out of fucking ammo all the time. And I'm like, I do not remember this happening when I played 2016. I would just be like, shoot something till it flashes, do the glory kill, constantly have loads of ammo, might die because I'd run out of health, but I'd never seem to recall having, like, literally have no fucking ammo whatsoever, and go, you've now got this chainsaw if you run out of ammo. It's like, I'll use the chainsaw. Oh, no, I've run out of fuel for the chainsaw as well. So I've literally got nothing to kill anyone with. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't remember this happening before. So I'm only playing on, like, not proper baby mode, but like one up from baby mode, whatever it is.
And there are a lot of weapons, though. Like, some of those weapons...
I've only got two guns at the beginning.
You need to be meleeing people and chainsawing them and shit.
Yeah, but, like, if I just melee them without shooting them first, they don't die. Like, you have to shoot them.
No, you have to put this... that's right.
Yeah, you do. So, like, I'm doing that. Fucking, like, doing loads of glory kills, and I'm like, I'm constantly got no fucking ammo. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't remember having, like, such a problem with ammo. So I played it on the Xbox, and I found it. I don't know if it's because I just played the same bit again. I was like, I definitely didn't find it quite as bad. I didn't quite seem to find myself running out of ammo when I was playing it on the Xbox. I was like, maybe I'll play it on PC on the controller. I don't know, because there's a couple of things. Like, one of the first mods I unlocked for one of the weapons was like a sniper mode almost. And when you're using the controller, if you're anywhere near roughly where you're aiming at, like, there's a weak spot. There's a weak spot on some of the enemies, yeah. Right? And if you pull the left trigger when you're using, like, the sniper mode, it, like, locks on to the weak spot of this baddie. And you just, like, bang. It takes their weak spot off completely. Like, there's where their, like, main guns are. And once they're taken out, they're a lot less hassle. They're still not fucking, you know...
easy
pushover. They still take a lot of killing, but they're not fucking nailing you without, like, weapons. Whereas on the mouse and keyboard, you have to fucking do that manually. And I'm like, I don't know if I like this on mouse and keyboard. I might just play on a controller. But I haven't played on controller on PC, so we'll see. I haven't been back to it for a couple of days because I started another game that came out on Game Pass this week. It's been a busy week on Game Pass this week. Like, quite a lot of stuff's come out. And this game is called Maneater. So this is, you play as a shark and you eat the mans, among other things. It's pretty over the top, tongue in cheek. And I don't know if it'll get old, but it's pretty funny to start with. I know there's quite a lot, because you start off playing as, like...
So is this, like, I've seen it. Is it a story game, or is it just...
Yeah, there is a story,
arcade, right, okay.
But like, there's the big bad enemy, like the bad fisherman. That, like, because when you first start the game, you play as, like, the mum shark.
Right.
And it's like, you're a big shark. And then, like, things happen.
It's sort of the training, isn't it?
And then you play as the pup shark. Yeah. And that's where the game sort of starts, is where you start as a little shark. And so you have
The big bad hunter has killed your mother.
Yeah.
And given you a scar before he's thrown you back in the water.
So now he's your, like, enemy. And
Why'd you do that to him? So I can remember him when I kill him later.
Clearly played it.
I played the start. I haven't had a chance to get into it, but I got it ready to go, ready to play. I finished stuff.
It's been quite fun.
It's all right. It's mindless.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. As you get through it, there's definitely things like you've got that.
I say mindless.
Upgrade,
I mean, actually,
and stuff like this.
Yeah, the form. I haven't got to any of the upgrades yet, which I'm looking forward to. But the form of attacking, like, I've only really done the first section where you have to eat like 12 swimmers and then attack the three boats.
It's quite amusing eating people.
Yeah, it's quite amusing eating people. But the way you attack, like jumping and slapping with your tail and stuff like that, it's a completely different way of fighting. You know?
Yeah, I found it quite tricky on the mouse and keyboard.
I did too.
Like, you've got to, like, press whatever it is, space bar to jump out of the water, and then you press the left shift key to, like, charge and then press the right mouse button or whatever to slap with your tail. And I was like, I'm not fucking doing that at all. That's not happening. but it's a bit of a crack, and it's not game of the year material by any means, but it's a long way from being shit. So it's, you know, it's definitely worth your time, if like just as a bit of a palate cleanser almost, but you know, quite a gruesome one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of blood in the water and stuff. You definitely kill a lot more people than Jaws does, let's put it that way. Yeah. But it's been a laugh. And it has made me chuckle a few times, yeah.
I'll probably have more to talk about next week.
Yeah, me too, I think. Because I'll definitely be playing a bit more of that. Now it's time for VR Corner. So, I did play some Beat Saber early part of the week. Went to play it today. I noticed it's had an update. I was like, oh, here we fucking go. Had an update. Download the update. Then today I was going to play it, and I read on the update, like on Steam, you get the update page, and there's like a discussion, and there's like shit loads of comments on the discussion. I was like, this doesn't look good.
So
I go in there, like, the game's fucking broken, it doesn't load, blah blah blah. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. I'm like, I assume these people have all got mods, and it's just the mods don't work. So I loaded my mod assistant program, and it just says there are no mods available for this version of the game. I was like, no. So clearly, like, all the fucking mods don't work now.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I'll just give it a go anyway. Turned it on. I was like, oh, it's working. And then I played one song, and I was like, this doesn't feel quite right. It's weird. It's like now takes fucking ages to load in the first place. I was like, this is not right at all. They fucking busted this somehow. Because that's one of the things that people complain, and it's like taking ages to load, and I'll play a map, and then when I go to play the second map, I can hear it going. I can hear me missing the notes because I can't see a fucking thing because it's just black everywhere and I can't see anything. And I'm like, uh-oh. So the game's fucking broken. I did a hot fix today, but apparently it's still fucking broken. So I'm like, oh, great. There are ways to roll back, but it means fucking faffing around. And I was like, I can't be arsed. So what I did do was I played some Creed. Rise to Glory, is it called, or something like that?
Okay.
And I got a proper fucking sweat on playing that game. I can tell you.
That's good.
It is awesome. The weird thing is, I used to play Beat Saber for about an hour and a 15 minutes, hour and a half or whatever, and it'd say I'd burned like 400 to 500 calories. Played this thing, felt like for a good hour, I was absolutely fucked, properly fucking heavy breathing. Had to put my hands on my knees, bend over so a few times, like, man, I am fucking knackered. And I never get like that playing Beat Saber.
That's good.
I was like, my fucking shirt was wet, it's fucking sticking to me and everything. I was like, properly fucking sweating. And then when I turned it all down and looked down in my VR headset, it tells me I've done 124 calories in 24 minutes. I was like, that is bullshit, because I've fucking been way sweatier and hotter than I've ever been playing Beat Saber. So something wasn't working there. But, so, you know, you watched the film Creed? So you were playing as Adonis Creed or whatever it is. The name is the son of Apollo Creed. And
nope.
You not watched it?
No.
Oh, man, you should watch it. It's good.
Okay.
If you like Rocky. So basically, you have to do a bit of training, which involves like punching some bags. Like, they've got the big, heavy bag. I haven't done a speedball, like the one above your head sort of thing. That's not in there. There's a dodgeball thing, which is like on the two ropes, ceiling to floor, and there's a big head sort of medicine type ball in the middle, and you like bosh it and it fings off in front of you. And we punch it a few times, and when it goes red or whatever, you have to dodge out of the way of it, otherwise it just wallops you, even if you get your fists in the way. And then there'll be like a bit on the treadmill where you have to move your arms really quick to run. And then there's like fucking the dummy where it's like, has like targets like 1, 2, 3, 4, and you have to hit them in the right order and all that sort of shit. and that was fucking tiring enough. And then you get into the ring and have an actual fight, and that's fucking so good. It's just so good. I've never done proper boxing, obviously. I don't get into fights either, because I usually get my ass kicked. But, man, it's like, you stand there, it's weird because I'm small anyway. And I look down in my VR. I'm like, look, I've got a fucking six pack and massive pecs, and I'm fucking like ripped. And I've got these tiny little squatty legs. and it's quite funny. So you have to like do this weird, like you hold two buttons on the controller and swing your arms to walk in the ring. You look like a right fucking twat. And then you're like, once you get up next to them, it's like you get like the announcer in the corner giving it the fucking this so and so, like 24 knockout, blah, 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 all that sort of shit like they normally do in the boxing. And then there's the ref to your right, and he's like, let's keep this quite clean, blah, blah, blah. And it's like the fight will start as soon as you touch gloves, and the other guy is like giving it the fucking stupid, like, whatever, making fucking.
Is he staring at
directly? Yeah, like doing all the fucking stupid moves.
He's flaring his nostrils.
And then it's like, and then they put both his gloves in front of you, and you like tap gloves, and then you're off. And it's like, just like, looking like you see, like they'll try and block you, or like they'll cover like one arm across the belly and one across the like, their left cheek. So you're obviously like, I'm going to fucking hit him on the other side of his face here. And you have like a, like, you don't know. As well as having your actual physical stamina, you have stamina in the game as well.
Oh, yeah.
So you could still just be like,
two stamina bars.
Yeah. You could be like, properly, I was just like going for it. Like, fucking like, hit him in the gut, hit him in the face, hit him in the gut, hit him in the face, hit him in the face, hit him in the face, massive hooks, all this sort of fuck uppercuts and everything. And then I'm like, oh, I'm actually fucking blowing hard big time in real life. And then it's like, nice. Your gloves are flashing red, and it's like, oh, I've clearly run out of stamina in the game as well. So I'm just like, I'm just going to cover up and recover. And then, yeah, so, and then like, if you like do it right, then eventually you knock them over, and then they'll get up potentially, and then you'll knock them over again, and they might knock you, and then like, it's weird, if you get like hit real hard, you get like zoomed out of your body.
I was gonna say, like,
punch you out of your body, right?
It's, and then you have to like do the arm thing to run back into your body to get back in.
Oh, God. I was gonna, yeah, because
it's
like,
really fucking good. It's so stupid, but it's really fucking good.
I think is that the one that was in the bundle?
Yeah, it was on the bundle. So you've got to fucking have a go, man. It's so fucking good.
Okay. All right,
and I'll tell you, it's such a fucking workout, man. I was like I say, I don't think I've managed
an hour.
I was actually fucked. I'd like, I'll give it like 10 minutes. I was fine. But like, I was just like, while I was doing it, I was just right in the moment, like, fucking, bro, 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 bro. And I was just like, fuck me, I'm fucking knackered. I'd hate to be a boxer. It's no wonder they do so much fucking training. They're so super fit. And I wasn't actually hitting anything. But yeah, that's awesome. I think you can get it natively on the Quest if you have got a Quest. But there is there's another boxing game called Thrill of the Fight, which is much less flashy, but apparently is a much better simulator of boxing. I don't think you have any like stupid arcadey stamina bars. There's not all the story bollocks, because there is a story going along the whole time you're playing Creed as well. As you progress, like you see Rocky and he has a chat with you, because in the film he's like your mentor.
So on this game, though, if you lose a fight, is they basically...
I haven't lost a fight, so I can't tell you. I'm too old.
I didn't know if it would just, like, say, failed, and then you've got to, like, try and...
I assume
fight
you
again,
just
or...
retry it. I don't know. Right. But, that was Creed.
Okay.
I'll probably have a bit more of a go at that and see if I finish it. Once you've finished it, I don't really know... Like I say, there is multiplayer in there, so.
I'm overdue for a new experience. I will make the promise. I will play Creed. I need to get myself out and do something different. Play something different.
Yeah, you might need a bit of space.
That's all right. We've got sort of. Stan,
I did find myself
dedicated.
Getting the old Guardian flash up a bit while I was playing that, because I moved around without realizing.
Yeah, I can. Well, if we have to, we can move into the bigger space.
I can just imagine like doing the game and then like lifting up the headset and like your family is sprawled around around you.
Okay, when you on the floor, like, throw a punch and actually hit something, you're like, "Oh fuck, what was that?" but yeah, it's proper cheesy, like story wise. But yeah, it's fucking good. Good workout and yeah, it's fun. So I played briefly another game in VR. And this is Zero Calibre, which is a bit different because it's got guns.
I was going to say, is it like a sniper game? Or
no, well, I didn't really know what it was. I'd seen it, and it looks it's sort of like a hyper-realistic looking sort of thing to start with. But it's weird. It's like,
what was it called? Sorry, I haven't Zero got up anymore.
Zero Calibre VR.
Okay.
This is the Steam game. Not the one that's available on the Quest, because I think the one on Quest is different. This has what they call that smooth locomotion type thing, where you push the stick forward and move, and oh, that fucking just threw me in instantly. I was like, you're buzzing again now.
Right, you're buzzing again.
Okay, I'm going to switch mics.
Okay.
Let's see. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yep. Sound good?
Okay.
Do you want more silence there?
No, no, fuck. Okay. I don't even know if I'll delete that. More mic problems, everyone. Just live with it.
Right. Anyway, so
hashtag deal with it.
The it's like you push the stick forward and you can move. You turn the stick like right on the left stick, like usual. If you're normal, you use the left hand to like move left forward, left. Forward, fucking hell, forward, backs, and then strafe left and right.
Yeah.
And you use the right stick to like turn. Obviously, ooh, you don't need to look with the right stick in this game because you just literally look. So that feels properly weird instantly because you're like, I'm moving and you look down and your feet are running, but I'm not actually moving in real life. So that it makes gives you that bit of like, ooh, feels a bit weird. But I only really did the training session, and basically you like go to the driving range, fucking drive range, not drive range, the gun range, and it's like pick up that pistol, and you basically learn the mechanics of how to do it. So in like, it's a bit like in Half-Life, you have to press a button to drop the mag out, pick up a mag with the other hand, slam the mag in, and then you have to cock the weapon, and then you aim and shoot and stuff like that. So you start off with like a fucking handgun, then you move up to a rifle, whatever, I can't remember. And then like you've got an assault rifle, and it's like, now put like the scope on the rifle, bosh, put the scope on the rifle. And then you're looking down and you're like, if you literally, because you know, it's like when you close one eye, you're literally, you're getting a proper like sight, looking through a scope sort of vision. And if you leave both eyes open, it looks fucked up weird. So, because I don't know if it matters which one you close. Because did it ask you if you're right-handed or left-handed? I can't remember. I think that's it neat. Asks you if you're right-handed or left-handed. So, yeah, it's fucking...
See, that wouldn't work for me, because I'm right-handed but left-eyed, so that would just be...
Just shoot with your left-handed.
Wait a second, how do you know if you're left-eyed or right-eyed?
Well
can you not shut one of your eyes, Mike?
So the trick is to look at something in the distance, hold your hand with a circle between, you know, your thumb and your forefinger, and then bring the object in the distance to your eye, and whichever eye it lands on, like, you can still see through, is your strong eye. It's something that you learn when you do shooting to work out which side you hold the gun on.
I don't remember doing that. So anyway, yeah, I can shut my left eye and see fine through my right eye. So I don't know.
Have you done much shooting, Dave?
I've done some shotgun shooting and pistol shooting, and a little bit of clay pigeon.
A little bit of Uzi shooting down at Northampton. Bit of gangland.
There's a bit of gangland, but no, I haven't gone shooting for wildfowl or anything.
Going down into Northampton. What was it? What was the name of that club with your gat? What's the name of the club you went?
Oh, Legends.
Roadmenders.
Yeah, Legends. Roadmenders, with your gat.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done much shooting. I have definitely fired shotguns on a couple of occasions, and I fired some handguns when I went to the States, but not enough to have like done any serious learning about them.
Okay.
So, I've never used a scoped rifle before. I've shot rifles. I've never shot anything. I don't think I haven't an air pistol, but I've shot proper rifles when I was in the air cadets.
Nice.
But yeah, only through iron sights. So I learned how to shoot properly, like with your breathing, controlling your breathing and all that bollocks. But I've never shot a shotgun. Though I imagine it's quite an experience. So
yeah. I remember the first time I shot a shotgun, it kicked it. I don't know how old I was. I was a young slip of a lad. And it was like being kicked in the shoulder by a mule. Mm. I had never, like, I think I did it and straight away, like, I could feel my eyes welling up. You know, it just shocked me so much.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it after that. Like, once I got used to that, it's pretty neat.
But my best shooting moment was when we was on holiday in... Where's Puerto Princesa? Is that Mallorca? I think it is. We were on some fucking... Just me and my missus. And they had... Every day they'd go around the pool, like, getting people to rope in to, like, do the stupid games and that.
Yeah.
Most days we were like, no, I can't be fucking bothered. I'm just here for the sun. I'll get them kissed. And then one day I was like, fuck it, let's do it. So I did some shooting. And we were shooting... I think it was like a little... Not for that, air rifles. I think it might have been air rifles. But yeah, I beat the guy who was in the army. Yeah. I was like, yes. says something about the army anyway. So it's...
Fun shooting guns.
Huh?
It's good fun shooting guns.
Yeah. Well, it's good fun shooting guns at targets. I wouldn't like to shoot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But yeah, so the game, anyway, back to the game, is I don't know, it's okay, but it's not much. I mean, I've only done, like, let's say, the introduction. Then you get to, like, the last bit I got to, which I couldn't be asked to finish because it was like a shoot house type thing. And you had actual, like, you were like, oh, don't worry, you're only shooting rubber bullets. Just ignore all the fucking blood coming out of people's heads when you shoot them. that kind of shoot, it was like a sort of, you know, the thing, the training in, like, was it Call of Duty 4? You'd run around, like, the wooden SAS, like, shoot house type place as one of the training missions. And it's basically that. And that's as far as I got in it. So, but yeah, okay. I feel like it's one of them things. I think it's trying to simulate, like, as close as it possibly can to, like, shooting. But, you know, it's never going to be real, obviously. But it was all right. It was pretty fun. But, yeah.
So, with that, do you have to hold up your controllers as if you're holding a gun?
Yeah. What was it? Well, like, when you do, you, like, the assault rifle, like, you, like, press the button to drop the mag. You pick up the mag from your belt, slam it in.
Yeah,
and then you've got to, like, cock charge. There's like there's a little bit that's like shining blue, and if you got to hold the gun in the right way so that you can, like, grab the handle, pull it towards you, and it's cocked.
Right.
And then you're just like,
what's this called? This game again?
Zero Caliber VR.
Is this the one that Chinny and
they played the Quest 2 version, which is a bit different.
Oh, okay.
So they were talking about this last week, but
I think I remember hearing this last night.
Yeah, it's cool, and like I say, I don't know. I think once, like, because I'm still in the sort of like the training area sort of thing. So I think you can possibly multiplayer it up and play like Call of Duty, but in VR. I don't know.
Here's my question. This just come to me. This sounds to me like it's okay, but it's not that great. Like, where are the developers going with this? Like, is this game now, is this like going to be a release and that's it? Or are they going to like,
well,
keep
I think
tweaking at it, getting, like, have they got a business model to keep the revenue coming in?
This was in that bundle, so I think you've got this as well.
Oh, okay.
So you can experience it, potentially. It's cool, but I feel like any gun, it's weird that if you were literally running around in a space, it would probably be cool. But because you're like moving, like pointing sticks, and there's, like, I prefer that teleport method, I think, of transporting around. Moving around
Yeah, who doesn't want to teleport? That's awesome.
Yeah, but because shooting games in VR are much more about the actual shooting part. Like, the travelling to places is a bit shit in VR.
Mm.
It's just the same rules don't apply really with VR. For, you know, the gaming that we know and are like super familiar with, it just, some of it just doesn't translate, does it?
No, but when you're like, you're picking up your controllers and looking at, and it looks like you're actually aiming down a sight, that's cool.
But, that's right. Some of it's awesome, right?
But... Yeah, but the actual moving part is not cool. So,
yeah.
But if you were in a massive warehouse and you could just run around, it would probably be really cool, but you're not.
I just need, you know, I just, where's the, is, who's, has anyone made something that's like as fluid and as snappy and as cool? Like, imagine, what were those games? Time Cop?
Oh, like
in the arcade?
Sort of on rails.
On rails, yeah. Just give me a good on rails, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, there are definitely games like that. Like, I guess that pistol whip's a bit like that. You don't really move around.
Right.
But you are traveling in a, it, the game travels you, sort of thing, without you having to point and move sticks and stuff like that. You're just, it's like, but that's more of a rhythm action game rather than the shooter game. So
you just need that. How, what's the latency like on that shooting? Like, you know, you just need it to be so slick to be able to really,
well,
like.
I think the sort of gold standard is a game called Onward in VR. Like, that's the one that's a big, like, PUBG style. I don't know if it's PUBG style, but it's like a, that PUBG mechanically, like, realism of, like, bullet drops and all that sort of crap. You can be, like, sniping people from fucking miles away and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's one, potentially, if you really wanted to get into a shooting game on VR. But this is all right, but it's, yeah, like I say, like, locomotion moving around in VR is just weird. Unless you're teleporting, as far as I'm concerned. At the moment. Maybe it gets better, like... Like, people, oh, she was going on about Lone Echo, isn't it? I've not played that. I forgot that on the Oculus as well. I've had that since fucking, but I've never played it because I played Echo VR, which was like their weird multiplayer game. And that fucking just blew, like, I was like, man, I've never felt so sick playing some game because you were like weightless. And you, so, and that was a bit like that. In fact, the only other thing that made me feel weird like that was the ISS simulator thing. And I was like, it's just fucking with my head completely. Because, like, you're floating around and you're like, go to grab things to stop and start and pull yourself around, but obviously you're physically not moving. It's just like, oh, my brain can't calculate what's going on.
Is it like rubbing your tummy and patting your head at
the
same time?
Well, that's a lot easier. I don't feel massive like I'm going to chunder when I'm doing that. But, yeah. So,
Dave, when was the last time you fired up the VR?
It's got to be about 18 months ago.
Oh, yeah,
a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a long time. Right?
It's still sitting next to me. It's in a box next to me. It's all packed up. I think I packed it up when I got a new computer. I never actually plugged it all in to my new computer, which was a while ago.
Yeah, I was looking at, because I've still got my Rift, and I was looking at it today with all the wires everywhere and the first few stations, and I was like, I need to do something with that because I don't think I'm ever going to use that again.
Yeah,
I know. I've still got all my box and everything. I was
I've got all the box and everything.
Is it going to sell? Like, if I put it on, does anybody want it?
Yeah, it's
going to
sell. Oh, mate, it's absolutely going to sell. Everybody's clamoring for VR, right? Yeah, you'll definitely. If you put it at the right price point, I'm going to buy
Quest.
Not everyone can afford Quest, though. So if you have to price it somewhere below a Quest.
Yeah,
like a lot of the stuff you can... Because you can run with yours, you could probably run everything that's out there now, right?
I don't know.
You could definitely play like Half-Life Alyx and stuff like that. I mean, Half-Life Alyx is best played on the Index, but that's like...
So you want to flip it before it can't play shit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think... The Rift won't ever be unable to play things, I don't think. It's because it's about... As long as you need... As long as the PC's fine, it's fine. It's just...
Right. Oh, well, that's okay then.
You'll still be able to use it because it's just a screen at the end of the day, and like, it's just
You either want to sell it if you're never going to use it, you want to flip it, and if you want to sell it before it becomes obsolete, right? So
Let's have a look. Rift, 130 quid.
Because the Rift S is like their new version, which doesn't require the little camera things. But you still need a wire to your computer. And that's basically the same price as Quest 2, £300. So I reckon you'd probably easily sell your Rift or get money for about £100, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I might do it. Might box it up. The only thing
already,
I don't want to
He's already spent it, Neil. He's already spent it.
Buy a Quest 2. Trade it in and buy a Quest 2.
Yeah. No, if I ever did get one, it would have to be a wireless one, so I can use it in the kitchen and in the living room.
It's just like I say, that just not worrying about the wire is just a huge thing, as far as I'm concerned. It makes it so much more like, yeah, I'm just gonna fucking do some VR, rather than I can't be asked because I'm fucking faffing around unrappling the wire that's wrapped around the fucking headset and make sure it's nice and straight coming out, and I'm not going to trip over the fucking thing and all that bollocks, and make sure my cameras are back in the position they were when I set this whole thing up. And it's just like,
And if they're not, you've got to recalibrate it.
I occasionally have to, like, sometimes I'll put my Quest on and it'll be like, oh, I can't find the Guardian. And I'm just like, okay, then. It's like, set up the Guardian, tells you where the floor is. Like, now you just point a pointer at the floor where you want to play the space. And you've got cameras on the headset so you can see where you're looking at. And it's just so easy to set up and work. It's fucking great as far as VR goes. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, you make a very good point. I mean, I honestly cannot be arsed to set it all up. My son, he's okay with it, but he doesn't know any better, so I can appreciate.
As far as VR goes, I don't think there is better, to be honest. It's just that whole wireless thing is just fucking such a barrier removed from just going, yeah, fuck it, I'm just going to play it. I've only got one game on my actual Quest, and that's the table tennis. Everything else runs off my PC via the Wi-Fi. So,
yeah, that's the way forward. I might have to reconsider that, because I have to totally change my. I have to fuck with my internet, and I really don't want to.
Why? What would you have to fuck with your internet?
Well, I'd have to have my modem would have to be changed to a bridged mode, I think, and then I'd have to put.
I don't know if you do, because I've got two Ethernet ports on my PC, so I just switched. I've got two cables. One goes to my Wi-Fi router where I play VR. And the other one goes straight into the main router. There's two networks. Doesn't fucking matter. If I forget to change my cable back, like, I unplug one usually. But, like, I was still playing Destiny when I was connected to my Wi-Fi router earlier. And it was just because that's connected to my other router anyway. So it's like...
I need to sit down and think about it and look at it and talk about it.
All you need is a wire from your PC to the router that's going to be running your Quest on Wi-Fi. It needs to be 5 gigahertz.
Yeah. I'll look at it later. What else have we got?
That's me done.
Oh, okay. I haven't got my notes up because I shut everything down because we had that noise problem. Is it Dave?
Yeah, I can do mine. So I've been playing and streaming Before We Leave.
You did. I was watching some of it.
Yeah, it's a very chilled city building. Funny story about actually how I was going to buy it is, it was originally released on Epic like last year, as an Epic exclusive, and it kind of got a little bit of traction, but not a huge amount because it's still early access. And then it got released on Steam as a full release, and then it got updated on Epic. And I was going to buy it on Steam. But there was a £10 voucher on Epic. So I used that and got it, picked it up for £5. Where it was gonna be
15 months.
I know.
It's less than a packet of fags now.
But yeah, it's a really chilled resource.
By the way, I just want to button and say we are talking about cigarettes there.
Yeah.
American
yeah. And yeah, resource management, city building, and then I've since progressed from when you was watching Fraser to more islands. So I'm setting up distribution and resource of distribution between islands, and now I've sent off spaceships, well, coconuts with rockets attached to them. Yes. To different planets, and then you've got to set up resource research points between planets, and then new planets got new islands, different types of resources on different islands, and yeah, it's all that. We're slowly building up. This is when I wasn't feeling very well when I was playing and streaming it, because it was just so chilled. It was just like, I find the best medicine for me, especially pain relief, is playing games, because I completely forget about feeling crap and just I'm so mainly playing chilled games, not like highly stressful games, because then I'm just crap at them when I'm not feeling very well, so I feel shit, more shit.
But yeah, so just to really focus your attention, right?
Yeah. And so yeah, I've played a good. God, must have been about 6 hours of that on Monday and Tuesday. Just sort of, yeah, that was good. I like it. I will be playing some more.
That does look really cool. It's got a real nice look to it.
Yeah, it is. It's yeah. The bit that I got up to, just, I don't think I streamed this bit. A space whale came and ate part of one of my planets. So,
odd. Like, you know, I watched a bit of it, and you were like, you had multiple planets on the go, but it still looked really primitive in places. It was like, how did you get to these other planets? Like, then you say you've got a coconut with fucking rockets on it. So,
yeah, that's basically what the spaceships are: a coconut with some rockets strapped to it. So I can see, like, that's actually when I finished playing it, when a space whale came and ate part of one of my planets. And I'm guessing it changes up the gameplay loop of, you know, going to a planet, going to an island, resetting up all your island, all the different resources on that, go to a different island, and basically to break the loop of doing the same over and over and over again, the story will progress and say that, okay, right, so now these planets, these resources, you don't have these resources, and then trying to fix your distribution of resources from there. And, you know, and then obviously setting up new islands, with different techs, because you continuously research new techs and everything like that. So, yeah, it's a nice loop. I like playing it.
How many hours have you put in so far?
I think I've put in about 6 or 7 over a couple of days.
Oh, that's not too bad. I think I saw Sumu was playing it quite a bit recently as well. I think he was playing the same game.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he'd been playing it for a couple of weeks before, or a week before, or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice little game. Nice and easy. No stress, no bother. Just whack it on and lose some hours.
Yeah, so, I'll keep an eye on that one.
I've also been playing a bit of Call of Duty, Black Ops. There's another free weekend on at the moment.
Yeah, I see that.
For the blobs. Blobs. Cracking through that. I do like, it's so weird. I like Black Ops, and I like, it is a different game to Modern Warfare in the multiplayer, in the movement, the shooting. And I do like it, but I don't want to pay for it. So like when the free weekends come, like I do like playing it.
You don't have to download anything extra then.
Because I didn't uninstall it. When I lost access to it from the last free weekend.
You got like a whole hard drive for Call of Duty then, have you?
Pretty much.
What does it take up now? What is it? A couple of terabytes?
So no. I don't know actually.
Because you've got Modern Warfare multiplayer.
I've got Modern Warfare multiplayer,
Warzone,
and Blops multiplayer, and Zombies.
But you've not got any of the campaign stuff on there.
I've got not got any of the campaign stuff. Okay. But I am
still
actually
a
interested
nice
in.
Choke, I should think.
It's not Steam, Blizzard, no. I don't know. I don't know where it's saved to. Yeah, I'm sure it's a good chunk just reserved for COD. So, but yeah, that's good. And I have also downloaded, I haven't actually played, but I'm excited to play, Chivalry 2 beta.
Yeah, I was about to do that earlier.
Thought you were going to say BattleTech. Are you playing BattleTech with us?
I am playing BattleTech. I haven't put any hours in this week. I will do though. But I don't know when this whole league thing's starting yet, to be honest.
Soon. Sure. Talk us through Civ, because we're going to talk about BattleTech in a minute.
Chiv, it's one that I've seen a few people playing it, and Epic have just put a open beta. I think it was in closed beta, but they've done an open one like today.
On Steam as well.
Hmm?
Is it not on Steam, or is it just on Epic?
I don't know, actually.
I did see. I got a thing, a notification from Epic saying that Chivalry 2 is out, or the best, the test thing.
I think it's only on Epic.
An exclusive thing. Oh, I didn't know that. All right. Okay. Yeah, I was supposed to have a look at that as well. I saw a couple of videos, and it looked gruesome.
Yes. Yeah, look really good. I think there is some strategy in the fighting, from what I've seen. In that, you know, depending on your weapons and how you swing, and you know, you can defend yourself and stuff. And I think that the first one was well received. But it's just one that I never really got into. But yeah, just looking at the reviews on Steam, like it's well reviewed.
What kind of game is it?
It's a first person
melee medieval combat, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With big teams of, I think it's like 50 people, sort of 25 attacking, 25 defending. Up to 32 players, so 16 each.
Okay.
So that's the first one. I don't know about the second one, let's say. No, I've just clicked it, and now it's trying to launch the game. But yeah, it just looks really interesting, and there's a lot of sort of fun to be had in the random stuff that happens. Like you can attach yourself to siege weapons, and then like big bolts or trebuchets and things like that, or some of them you're defending a castle, so you're up in the battlements, like shooting down or pouring oil or onto players or pushing ladders over if they're trying to put ladders up. So yeah, it's seems good.
Okay, so we haven't played it yet.
So no, I've downloaded it today, and I will be playing soon.
Okay.
It's only on for this weekend, isn't it? I think.
Is it? Okay.
Get on it, and maybe I should take a look at that, but I'll never get around to it.
Well, yeah, you haven't got long. So.
Any more, Dave?
No, that's it from me.
So I think the only one I've got on there is BattleTech for me. And I did play a little bit of Maneater, which I talked about as well before. And my son has been trying to get me desperately to play Noita. So I've downloaded that, but I haven't had a chance to play it yet. So that's like a single-person dungeon crawler. So as far as I can tell, like a mix between... Have you played it?
I've seen people play it. Some of the people I follow on Twitch.
My son likes these sorts of games, this cock and ball torture type of game. I don't know what that says about him, but I'm gonna try it, but I'll see. But he's got that young. He can put up with it. He's playing hard, you know, some hard games of Terraria or whatever. Like, he gets killed over and over and over and over again, and he just doesn't lose his shit like I would. so I don't know what that says. But I'm going to try that. But yeah, probably Battletech is the main one to probably talk about this week. I've enjoyed it. I've been playing some. I've had two or three skirmishes with against Matt. He's beaten me every time. In fact, I don't think I've played anyone else. But we had one game where we took the timers off. I was like, okay, I'll play. And like 3 hours later, we finally, at that point, was just like, you're gonna win, so we'll just rush the ending through. But if we hadn't rushed the ending through, I still think we could have done maybe another hour. So timers are a necessity on this, because that was just too long. But it was a really good game. And I've had to, you know, even though he's beaten me, it's still like that. Okay, this is what I did wrong. This is what I need to do better. So just having a mindset for the fact that you're probably going to lose and just like, you know, just figuring it out, right? If you just, I have to approach it from the point of view, I'm just trying to figure out what the capabilities of these mechs are. So the situation right now is we're building up for the competition. I think we have 8 people, right? So it's on. You guys are both in it, right?
Yep.
So. Should I don't be, know. What's your take?
I don't know. It's kind of, I've literally played one game against Matt.
Yeah. I think you need to play. It took me to my third game before it clicked. I was like, ah, okay. And I knew enough of the mechanics to just sort of, I don't know. I just felt like I wasn't playing so blind. So I don't know. What about you, Dave? How much have you played?
Well, I put in loads of hours last year. I've played a couple of games. Two. I won one. I think it was Christian I was playing. Is it Christian?
Yeah.
Or it might be Mark. And one against Matt, but I haven't put any others in.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, that should be fun.
I need to do a little. I think I'm going to do some Googling and some YouTubing probably, and go, what's the best sort of team. I just want to, like some say, these are the easy ones to use for someone who's a noob.
And, I don't think, you know, I'd be, in all honesty, Neil, I don't think that's your, well, I think that would maybe help to know the mechs. Yeah, to get to, well, I think if we play in random teams, there's a lot of mechs, I think, to get used to.
We're playing I thought you were going to be able to pick, like, your starting team.
I can't remember. You have to check the rules.
Pick one of the preset teams, was it? I thought, but
yeah,
I don't know. Well, like I said, I think I need to do a little search.
My biggest piece of advice for you would get on and play someone and have a one-on-one, so you can quickly banter back and forth about what does this do, what does that do, what is this. If you go off and try and learn that on your own, it'd take you 4 to 5 times as long, I reckon.
Don't want to learn any bad habits off of you, little way.
Don't come to me for advice. This is how you eject from your mech to save face.
How do I end this game extremely quickly?
Yeah. How do I put this fire out? But it's cool. Like, I've really enjoyed. Like, I find it quite. I know exactly how you feel, Neil. I think about getting into matches, I'm just like, ugh. But once I get in there, I quite enjoy them. Like, even though I'm getting the crap kicked out of me, so. Yeah, it's all right. All right, we'll see how it goes. We have Greg joined us. Greg DeLacy, he's in for it. So we have a few people in there. Should be interesting.
He's into the tactic-y types games.
Yeah, if he knows the because he said he'd bought it, right? So if he knows the mechs inside and out, he could be someone. Like, there's minnows who are going to get eaten up, and I'm one of them, and you're probably one of them. Dave, man. Dave's a silent assassin. I reckon Dave, when he sits down and starts beard stroking, right, then people could be in trouble, I reckon. And there's some unknowns out there. Claude, these smart guys, programmers and stuff like that. How, like, data, like...
Spreadsheets
and things like that, and maps and stuff. Like, yeah, I don't know. The Yahoos, down the bottom, Neil, like you and I, we could be in trouble.
We're just, yeah, he's slim, easy pickings for the, like, especially the, whoever gets us in the early weeks is going to be like extra easy points.
So we'll see. So we'll see. So anyway, that's all I got. I will just say one thing. I sent John an email. I didn't get John's email for that VG Hub TV, or I couldn't find them. So I don't know what. You need to double check the right emails. I think the right emails on the site too, for VG Hub TV on Twitch. So I don't know.
So you, do you have a VG Hub Gmail account on your
yes
access to?
And I sent an email. Yep, and I sent an email to my normal email. Got it. Double check the email address. So I think things are working.
Check your spam folder.
I checked spam. Didn't see anything there. So I've done my due diligence. So anyway, John, maybe you can try and reach out again. So that's pretty much it. If you guys are okay, then let's wrap up there. That takes, you know, we've pretty much done the couple of hours, and it's been, I think it's been a good chat.
Indeedy.
Dave, you're going to do the old take us out of here?
Yeah. So, hang on. Should have been ready. I was just going to say thank you for listening
to
the podcast. I got my little document up. I've renamed it to Seal Outro and everything.
Nice.
So, yeah, thank you for listening to the Seal Podcast. If you'd like to ask us any questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Seal Podcast, email us at sealpodcast@gmail.com, or join us on our Discord server. A link is pinned on Twitter. So, yeah, it's... And with the Discord, you will get notified of any time we go live on VG Hub. There's lots of... No, it's working. It's working.
It worked today. I was a bit worried because I was using a thing and it's like there was some stuff going on. I was like,
I think the Discord's... I was just going to say, I think the Discord's a good place to interact if you want to interact, like... back and forth, natter back and forth and stuff like that, right?
It's
pretty good for that.
And Neil's good at creating little places for like Red Dead, Valorant, Valheim, golfing, Destiny 2, and I think you've added a new one for VR stuff.
Yes, there's lots of pictures of my scores on Beat Saber in the VR section, basically because of the tunes that are in there. But I was like, yeah, some cool stuff.
That's good. It's if anybody else got Beat Saber, I'm sure they'll post their times and show how bad you are.
Yeah, probably.
Come and you can beat your sabers with Neil.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm guessing we'll be adding the BattleTech channel and we'll if we're getting people from the community on.
Yeah, the plan is, and it's a pretty grandiose plan, but the plan is for where possible to stream the matches so right. that if you are so inclined that you want to sit through what probably to the layman is an insanely boring battle of mechanical monsters on a map, but to the people who might be interested in it, we're going to see if we can stream them, do a little bit of commentary. You know, if we are going to try is that what it is? Is that what the kids are calling it these days? A shoutcast?
That's what they call it when, you know, like someone's getting really hyped about what action that's going on screen.
Yeah. Well, knowing Matt and myself, I don't know how hyped we'll get. We'll probably excuse to get battered or whatever. But if anybody wants to, like... So anyway, the plan is to, like, where possible, stream the matches and by association, export them to YouTube. So the there's a chance to re-go over them, take a look at them if you're interested, whatever. And then maybe on a few of them, there might be some commentary because we can go...
You could start up a YouTube tutorial. Well,
I can't be bothered with all that stuff. Anyway, there'll be stuff. Okay, if that's good, then thanks, Dave, for the outro. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Neil, thanks. Good to see you as well. And... Dave, good to see you as well. So if that's cool, then let's get out of here.
Yeah. See you later.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.